I'd like to bring the House Committee on Business and Labor to order. A few bills that won't be moving forward today. Those are House Bill 3402, House Bill 2169, House Bill 2112, House Bill 2971, House Bill 3157.
Mr. Chair, could you go through those again, please? I'm sorry.
From the top,
please, for those of us that are disabled.
The bills not moving forward today, House Bills 3402, House Bill 2169, House Bill 2112, House Bill 2971, House Bill 3157, House Bill 3233, and House Bill 2936. And House Bill 3157, I intend to have an interim work group on this issue. If you recall, committee, that was around the drivers for hire, the TNC and taxi cab issues. So there's a larger discussion hopefully to happen in the interim on that. And with that, I think we're going to start with, let's open a work session on House Bill 2191.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is the measure that the committee heard March 6th, March 8th, dealing with the shell entities, and there is now a Dash 5 amendment before you. Defines a shell entity. It allows the Secretary of State to order a corporation or a limited liability company to submit information upon request that would possibly include the name and address of shareholders and the number of shares they hold. Allows the Secretary of State to share this information with law enforcement. Allows the Secretary of State to impose civil penalties, to revoke the incorporation or organization, or to dissolve the business if they fail to comply with the order. Allows the director of the Department of Revenue to make recommendations to the Secretary of State concerning dissolving a business entity. Prohibits the Secretary of State from reinstating a dissolved business entity unless certain criteria are met. Allows a court to dissolve a corporation or LLC if the Attorney General states that specified evidence in the affidavit. Also holds the officer, the director, the employee, or the agent of incorporation, as well as the member, manager, or employee or agent of an LLC, holds them liable for damages to the corporation or to the LLC, or to persons who suffer as a result of creating documents known to be false or deceptively altering documents. Prohibits a person from incorporating or organizing for any illegal purpose or with the intent to fraudulently conceal any business activity. Requires the articles of incorporation or organization to include the initial physical street address of the principal officer, as well as the name and address of at least one director or controlling shareholder or authorized representative who has direct knowledge of the business's activities and operations. These would be provided at the time that the articles of incorporation or organization are filed. Specifies that the principal office of the business entity is in this state or is authorized to transact business in this state, and that they must have a physical street address that may not be a commercial mail receiving agency or a mail forwarding business or just a virtual office. And it specifies that the address for the registered agent may not be a mail receiving or forwarding business or a virtual office. And finally, it prohibits a corporation from issuing documents such as bearer bonds that entitle unidentified individual or entity that possesses that document to a share in the corporation. This is the Dash 5 amendment. There's no revenue impact, and a fiscal impact statement has been issued.
And still has a subsequent to Ways and Means?
So it's a subsequent referral to Ways and Means by prior referral.
Okay. Chair Hobie, I move to adopt the Dash 5 amendment to House Bill 2191.
Representative Barreto moves to adopt the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2191. Is there discussion? Are there any questions? Not seeing anything. Is there any objection to adopting the Dash 5? Dash 5 is adopted.
Chair Hovey, I move House Bill 2191 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Barreto moves that a due pass recommendation on House Bill 2191 as amended and that it be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation and it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there discussion? Just want to thank again the stakeholders involved. I know the Secretary of State's office, the Department of Justice, the State Bar, and a few others, I believe, as I recall, all involved in this look. And so I appreciate their work. So with that, can we have a roll call vote, please, Kayla?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative
Fahey? Aye.
Representative Hack?
Aye.
Representative
Hurd?
Aye.
Representative Kenemer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Excused.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 2191, having received the votes, is passed. Close the work session on House Bill 2191. I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 3146. Sorry for moving around so much.
Committee members, this is a measure that Representative Smith brought to the committee. It specifies the wage requirements for workers who are hired by businesses that benefit from certain economic development programs to be determined with respect to permanent positions only. He has worked on a Dash 4 amendment, and that is what you have before you today, and it limits the provisions regarding calculation or wages and per capita income to those facilities that are located only in the counties that are outside of metropolitan statistical areas. And it changes the requirements to be that the employees for the various economic development programs be paid at least 130% of the county's average annual wage, or depending on the program, maybe it's the 130% of the county's per capita income, or a lesser of the county that it's located in, or the statewide average. But it's always changing it to 130%.
And am I correct that we have the paperwork to move the underlying bill to the Committee on Revenue?
That's correct. And Representative Smith provided a kind of a background piece on his amendment and to why it is important to Morrow County and its location to its right. closeness to.
So committee, it's my intention to go ahead and move the underlying bill to the Committee on Revenue without recommendation. I'm still working with Representative Smith and trying to work out some of the language in his Dash 4, and we'll be working with him to see if we can move this bill through revenue. So that's so I just want to keep this vehicle alive in revenue so we can hopefully work on a solution to this one.
Chair Holby, I move to adopt the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3146.
I thought you wanted it with the amendment.
Do we have it without?
You could.
We can do it either way.
Do
we have the paperwork on the Dash 4?
The paperwork on the Dash 4, there is no expenditure impact, and the Legislative Revenue Office issued a statement just for the purpose of moving the bill to the House Revenue Committee.
Okay, because we just got that amendment.
Yes,
right?
They worked very quickly.
All right, go ahead then. With the Dash 4 amendment without recommendation.
Chair Holby, I move to adopt the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3146.
Representative Barreto moves to adopt the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3146. We haven't had enough discussion yet. Is there any more discussion? Any objection to adopting the Dash 4? Seeing none, so adopted.
Chair Hovey, I move House Bill 3146 as amended and without recommendation to the Committee on Revenue.
Representative Barreto moves House Bill 3146 as amended to the floor without recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Revenue by prior reference.
Not by prior reference, by the added referral.
So is there discussion? Seeing none. Sir, we have a vote, please.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative
Hack?
Aye.
Representative Kurtz?
Aye.
Representative Penimer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Excused.
Chair Hovey?
Aye. House Bill 3146, having received the votes, is passed to the Committee on Revenue. We'll close the work session. House Bill 3146. I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 3203.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a measure that Representative Flynn brought forward. It is a measure that deals with the cost analysis on certain public improvement projects. The committee heard the bill April 5th, and then there has since been a -1 amendment that replaces the original measure. It assigns duties to BOLI instead of the Secretary of State, and it clarifies that how the cost is to be estimated, clarifies that public improvement projects are exempt from cost analysis requirements. It clarifies which projects are exempt, limits the basis on which a complaint can be filed, modifies the civil remedies available to construction contractor and the trade association if an agreement is breached, and eliminates the emergency clause. On the -1 amendment, there is no revenue impact, and a fiscal statement has been issued just for the purpose of moving it to the Rules Committee, and we have approval from the Speaker's office to move it to the Rules Committee.
Representative Barreto.
Chair Hovey, I move to adopt the -1 amendments to House Bill 3203.
Representative Barreto moves to adopt the -1 amendments to House Bill 3203. Discussion?
We may need to recess just briefly.
We'll stand at ease for a few minutes.
And then I'm like, okay, so this guy can get him fired.
We were on 3203 adopting the amendment.
Thank you for reminding me.
And I'd like to bring the committee back to order. I believe we are in a work session on House Bill 3203. We have a motion to adopt the -1 amendment, and we're under discussion. Is there further discussion on the -1 amendment? Their objection to adopting the -1 amendment. -1 is adopted. Representative Barreto.
Yeah, Chair Hovey, I move House Bill 3203 as amended without recommendation to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Barreto moves House Bill 3203 as amended to the floor without recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules. Is there discussion?
Did you say to the floor?
That's just the way it goes. It's going to the Committee on Rules. Just a roundabout way.
Right.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Kayla, can we have a vote, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Hack?
Aye.
Representative
Kurtz?
Aye.
Representative Penimer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Bynum? Excused.
Chair Hovey?
Aye. House Bill 3203 motion passes to send it to the Committee on Rules. open a work session on House Bill 3189.
3189?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a measure that establishes the Department of Building Codes. Committee heard the measure April 10th. There's no amendments. On the original version, there is a fiscal and revenue statement issued for the purpose of moving the measure to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
And no amendment under consideration.
That's correct.
Representative Barreto.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 3189 without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Is this one without or with?
Without recommendation.
It is without.
Did you want to change that?
Let's stand at ease for a minute. I'd like to reconvene. The committee, and we're under a work session on House Bill 3189. Representative Barreto.
Mr. Chair, Chair Holvey, I would
ask to withdraw
the last motion.
Representative Barreto asked that he withdraw the last motion. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion's carries and the motion is rescinded. And Representative Barreto.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 3189 with a do-pass recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Barreto moves House Bill 3189 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Discussion? Seeing none, Kayla, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Jordy?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Hack?
Aye.
Representative Kurtz?
Aye.
Representative Penimer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Excused?
Chair Holvey?
Aye. House Bill 3189, having received the votes, is passed. Committee on Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 3189. Open a work session on House Bill 2190.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this is the measure that allows cities and counties to authorize social games only if they are operated and controlled by a charitable, fraternal, or religious organization. Committee heard the bill March 29th. There are no amendments. There's no revenue impact. There's no expenditure impact.
Thank you. Sim Barreto, a motion.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 2190 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barreto moves House Bill 2190 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Representative Fahey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just was wondering if there is there someone to speak to this question that I have? Or
ask the question.
So the question I have is about the bill says that premises operated and controlled by a charitable, fraternal, or religious organization, that's where social gaming needs to take place. And I just wanted to clarify whether a nonprofit like the Boys and Girls Club could still host a Vegas-style fundraising night at a private property. And whether that would be permitted because they're under the control of those premises in a private, like a hotel.
That was maybe one of the proponents may speak to this. My understanding that the answer is yes, they would be able to do that, but we'll see.
I just want to clarify for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Hasina Squires on behalf of Last Frontier Casino out of La Center, Washington, not the giant casino that is going in that will take millions of dollars of revenue away from the state of Oregon, a different casino. Thank you for the question, Representative Fahey. As we previously discussed, on page 5 of the bill, lines 4 through 5 include the language premises operated and controlled. And we believe that you're under control of any space that you have rented or are managing. So in the conversation conversation that we had about an example of a hotel. The rental agreement for a conference room generally states that you're responsible for what happens in the room and would be interpreted as under your control. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Kayla, could we have a vote, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Pack?
Aye.
Representative Hurt?
Aye.
Representative Penimer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Excused.
Chair Colby?
Aye. House Bill 2190, having received the votes, is passed. And I think we'll have Representative Evans carry that bill.
Thank you.
I'll close the work session on House Bill 2190. And open a work session on House Bill 3264.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this is the measure regarding prompt pay. The committee heard it last week, April 12th. The Dash 1 amendment, I believe, was discussed when the committee was hearing. I don't remember if you had it before you at that time, but it creates a pilot program for ODOT to in which they will promptly pay small business owners, which would be defined as any business under 50, and it would be only those contracts that are the architectural, engineering, and related services. There is a minimal expenditure impact on the Dash 1, and there's no revenue impact. And this is going to the floor.
Okay. And we have not adopted the amendment as of yet.
That's right.
Representative Barreto.
Chair Holby, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3264.
Representative Barreto moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3264. Is there discussion? Is there any objection to adopting the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3264? No objection. The Dash 1 amendment is adopted.
Chair Holby, I move House Bill 3264 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barreto moves House Bill 3264 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Seeing none, Kayla, could we have a vote, please?
Representative
Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative
Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Pack?
Yes.
Representative Hurt?
Aye.
Representative Penimer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Colby?
Aye. House Bill 3264, having received the votes, is moved onto the floor, and Representative Bynum will carry this bill.
Thank you.
With that, I will close the work session on House Bill 3264. Open a work session, House Bill 3170.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this is the measure that extends the collective bargaining rights for certain faculty members at public universities that have an academic focus rather than administrative focus. The Dash 1 amendment specifies that the provisions do not apply to collective bargaining agreements that are renewed on or after the effective date. On that Dash 1 amendment, the fiscal statement has been issued. It is an indeterminate impact, and there is no revenue impact. And this bill would be going straight to the floor.
Okay.
Chair Holvey, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3170.
Representative Bynum moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3170. Discussion. Is there any objection to adopting the Dash 1? Seeing none, the Dash 1 amendment is adopted.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 3170 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Bynum moves House Bill 3170 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion,
I'll be a no on this. Just because I think it works fine the way it is. I don't know that we need more union faculty at the in the higher education.
Thank you. Kayla, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Doherty?
Yes.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Pack?
No.
Representative Hurd?
No.
Representative Penimer?
No.
Vice Chair Barreto?
No.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Holvey?
Aye. House Bill 3170, having received the votes, is passed. And Representative Doherty, would you carry that bill?
Sure.
That'll close the work session on House Bill 3170. Open a work session on House Bill 2737.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is the measure that deals with the tiny homes. It requires the director of DCBS to establish special construction codes for homes that have a floor area not exceeding 250 square feet. However, there's now a Dash 2 amendment, and it requires DCBS to adopt amendments to the specialty codes to establish the standards for buildings that are no larger than 400 square feet. Provides the specific codes that are to be adopted, requires the code to be adopted in time for amendments to become effective January 1 of 2018. It requires the agency to report to the Interim Legislative Committee by September 15th of 2022 regarding the use of these specialty codes in home building. And then finally, it sunsets January 2 of 2024. There's no revenue impact, and a fiscal statement has been issued. And the committee received a document from the director of the administrator of Building Codes Division, Mark Baum.
All right. Go ahead.
Chair Holvey, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2737.
Representative Barreto moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2737. Is there discussion? Representative Hack.
Thank you, Chair. Those that I think you were on a task force work group or something in the interim, do we have any thoughts or consensus from the tiny home folks on how they feel about the Dash 2s and where are we at on that? I think it was Bynum and Barreto. You guys worked on that?
Yeah, that ran the work group. I think most of the testimony is in OLIS. I did receive some separate emails as well just this morning.
Were they supportive of the Dash 2s when you guys worked with them?
The one email I got from the city of Eugene was.
Yeah, as far as the work group, as far as the tiny home builders themselves, yes, they were very interested in this because it allows them to put the lofts and the ladders into their structure, which was an issue prior to this with building codes. So
further discussion.
Okay.
Is there any objection to it? Did we adopt the amendment already?
We have not.
Is there any objection to adopting the amendment? I mean, you can certainly.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to go ahead, but I just want to put on the record that I may change between now and the time of the floor, just because I feel like I haven't done enough homework yet to feel like
full
I
bill.
Can. Yeah.
Yes. but no objection to adopting the amendment. So the amendment is adopted. Representative Barreto.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 2737 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barreto moves House Bill 2737 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Now is there discussion?
Thank you, Chair.
Representative Hack.
I'm going to give it a courtesy yes out of committee today, but I'd like to just, for the record, note that I may not be a yes on the floor.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Kinnamer.
I'm going to be voting no. I think there's a need, but I also think this compromises a lot of standards, and I have safety concerns, as well as others fitting in neighborhoods. And
Thank you. Kayla, could we have a roll call, please?
Representative Doherty.
Aye.
Representative Evans.
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Hack?
Aye.
Representative Hart?
Aye.
Representative Kinnamer?
No.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Holvey?
Aye. House Bill 2737, having received the votes, is passed. And perhaps Representative Barreto and Representative Bynum would like to co-carry this on the floor?
Sure.
That'll close the work session, House Bill 2737. And we'll stand at ease for a few more minutes. I'd like to bring the Committee on Business and Labor back to order. Committee, there's been a slight change since my first announcement. We will be carrying over House Bill 3420 and House Bill 2193 till tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And we also, I previously announced that House Bill 2169 was not moving forward. I am rescinding that and announcing that it will be carried over, House Bill 2169, until tomorrow. So we'll have three bills up tomorrow at 5 o'clock, 2193, 2169, and 3420. So stand at ease for just a moment again. I'd like to reconvene the House Committee on Business and Labor, and the Chair asks unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow Representative Bynum to vote on House Bills 2191, House Bill 3146, House Bill 3203, and House Bill 3189. Is there any objection? Seeing none. Representative Bynum, how do you vote on House Bill 2191?
Aye.
Representative Bynum votes aye. House Bill 3146. Representative Bynum, how do you vote? 3146.
Aye.
And that was without recommendation anyway. And Representative Bynum, how do you vote on House Bill 3203, moving to the Rules Committee without recommendation?
Aye.
She votes aye. And Representative Bynum, how do you vote on House Bill 3189?
Aye.
Aye. With that, any other business, Jan? Oh, did you miss that one as well?
Wow. I saw
Google. I was like, I gotta figure out how to make that.
Don't need any. Okay, with that, I will adjourn the House Committee on Business and Labor.
Yeah, I thought that.
Committee on Business and Labor.